Hello and welcome to Guided Truth 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 198 and we are currently talking about mission. Is it impossible or possible? So yesterday we talked about the different types of missions that we create during our life. So do go back and listen to that podcast. That is 197. So do that. And we also just touched on the three questions that sometimes drive those missions. And they were, who are we, why are we here, and what is it we are doing here? So you can also listen to those between 190 and 197 as well. So do go back and listen to them too. So to follow on from yesterday's podcast, you know, if we choose or if we feel we are called to a life of mission, we then, you know, how do we actually go about that? We've now discussed the why. So six ways that I think, or that personally are ways that we could, you know, have more of a mission lived life. Is to speak about our vision and planning. So we will discuss that further in the next chapter, but six ways that I think that we could do this is by dreaming big and focusing on the outcome. So if you have a vision and then we establish the mission, you know, focusing on that success or that outcome generally is what pushes us through to take action on that. But also dreaming bigger than our current situation. Sometimes when we dream big, we think, well, is that really a reality, or really am I just dreaming about things? You know, there is a clear difference between dreaming and something that's a little bit bigger than you think you can cope with, or that you think isn't in your reach right now, but potentially can be a reality if you have the right people in your life to help you through that process. So dreaming big, definitely, and focusing on that final outcome or the success of that definitely will help with that mission and the vision to drive that forward. The third thing is to use the pretense, or so to use the present. Use the present, living now. Okay, so we need to, you know, sometimes, especially if you're dreaming big and you see the outcome, we sort of step back a little bit and we think, oh, you know, I really don't know if I can do this. We come up with all these excuses. We let past issues affect maybe, well, I cannot do that in the future because of what I have done in the past. So learning to really live in the now, in the present moment, and accepting where you are and that vision and mission really is about letting go of the past so that we can move forward into that vision itself. So you will find as you do this, as you learn to let go, as you learn to go with the, what I call, flow of life, or you hear people say the flow of life, you will find, again, the right people will start to come into your life to help you create that vision that you have so that you can fulfill that mission that you know you either want, need, or are called to do. The first thing really is we need to use clear, concise, and jargon-free language. Yeah, so it can be complicated. Listening to some people, and if we don't understand what they're talking about, then this can, this can then make one feel that maybe they don't understand, or their ideas and visions are not achievable. So being very clear about that, you know, having that blueprint, making sure you're planning it right, and having those key fundamentals that we've already focused on down packed and solid, this will help you to use that clear and concise language to then be able to communicate that to others so that they also feel what you're trying to achieve. And remember, every intentional thought and word that we speak And actions that we actually make now will ripple and come back to us later. So just be mindful of that also. Number five, I've got here, infuse it with passion and make it inspiring, right? So all visions in your mind seem to be exciting and, you know the reason or you know the outcome of what you want to achieve. But we also need to inspire and motivate those around us, right? So they need to also see, you know, why is she so passionate about this? So having that clear intention so that others can understand and communicating that clearly, that will really help you also, because then others are then inspired by you. Others are also motivated. It might not be the mission or that they're on, but they will actually help you to achieve what you want to achieve because they can see you're passionate about it. And this is how we work together to achieve the goals that we have set out to do. And number six is really just aligning that mission with your business values, your goals, integrity, and making sure that you just have that moral compass, okay? So we all need a strategic plan to fulfill that mission. So how are we going to achieve these goals? Really is just being on purpose and making sure that all of these things are taken into consideration when moving forward. So hopefully that has been helpful for you today. Again, that is following on from yesterday's episode. Please go back and listen to that because it really talks about what is the mission, you know, how it comes about, to really understand these sort of six deeper reasonings to then how do we go about achieving that. Okay, so thank you very much. Tomorrow we will be going into talking a little bit more about about vision. Some, you know, what is vision? It is different to the mission. So we go a little bit deeper into vision and the history of that as well. So I look forward to speaking to you then. Thank you.